Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It's just you and me. Just you and Jim Blasingame. How about that? Pretty exciting, and I know. My website's thesmallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. And the other one, The Age of the Customer, that book is 6 years old, and people still are reaching for it. It's amazing. It's astonishing to me, the people who... people who still don't understand that we're in the age of the customer and what all that means. So I'm glad you're here. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind. And what I want to talk about right now are how to fix America. You know, America, the United States of America is the most amazing, the most awesome, the greatest nation in the history of humanity. Now that's cliche. Everybody knows that. Many people say that. Not everybody believes it, but it's the truth. Warts and all, we've made mistakes. We have our dark history. We've done things that we probably shouldn't have done. But on the balance sheet, if you put it all on the balance sheet, what America has done over the last 250 years on the balance sheet. The asset side is way over the liability side, and today in the 21st century, there are a number of things that are wrong with America that need to be fixed, that need to be adjusted. But what we need to, as we move into this election season, which we're already in, which is astonishing to me. If I had my way, you wouldn't even be able to declare your president your till January 1st of the election year. I don't care how much trouble it would be to get everybody worked out. I think we just spend too much time. That's one thing that's wrong with America. We spend too much time talking about getting reelected. Anyway, some of the things that are wrong with America are things that need to be fixed, reformed. Some things were never quite right. Some things have become not right. They were once okay, but now they're not. There are a number of things like that. Wall Street comes to mind. You know me; I'm a big detractor on certain things about Wall Street, corporate America. Some of the things that go on there. I'm sticking my finger in their eye on a regular basis, especially because of some of the ways they treat Main Street. How we become collateral damage for their excesses, for their digital greed, and their incompetent, cynical relationship with Washington, corrupt relationship with Washington. I'm sticking my finger in their eyes all the time, calling them out on those things, and I've been proven right on almost every case. So I'm not naive about things that need to be fixed. But when we talk about fixing these things, we need to fix the system we have, because the system we have has been proven generation after generation after generation to be a system that fundamentally works. It's not perfect. It's not completely fair for everybody. There are bumps. There are rough edges. The marketplace is indifferent to your existence, regardless of, irrespective of whether you're a survivor or not. It didn't care whether you exist, let alone whether you survive. But you can make your way in this system. You can pick up your own toolbox and go out and make your way in the world, in this system. And that's all anybody should ask for. None of us, unless you have problems, unless you need help. And that's the other thing. This country helps people who need help. We're the most benevolent country on the planet. I have the evidence of that. I can quote you the scripture on that if you want it. We're the most benevolent country in the world, ever in the history of the world. So we don't let people down. We don't do it perfectly, but we don't. But the problem I'm having with some of the Democrat candidates is not that they're Democrats, but they don't want to fix our system. They won't. They're not talking about ways to reform the system. They're talking about throwing out our system and replacing it with another system that's already been debunked, that's already been proven. We're watching those movies. I've talked about this before. We're watching the movie of the system that they want to install in other countries, and we see how horrible, how tragic, how dangerous, how fatal it is for the people who live in those countries. Anything that smacks of socialism, folks, has already been proven to be something that doesn't work. It not only doesn't work, it leaves mayhem in its path. It leaves chaos in its path. It leaves hungry people. It leaves unhappy people. It leads to all kinds of problems. So I have no problem with disagreeing with any Democrat candidate about how to reform our system. Let's have that debate. But let's quit debating about whether we should be more socialistic, whether we should rip out our current system that's gotten us to where we are today, that allows us to be the most benevolent on the planet. Let's stop talking about ripping that system out and replacing it with something that we already know doesn't work. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.